We've still got the legacy of low pressure that was over the Irish Sea at midnight tonight, and it's moved away now to the northeast. So in its place, high pressure starting to build. So things becoming rather more settled as the high pressure builds from the southwest. But as I say, its legacy is still being felt. It's generally cloudy across Cornwall at this moment. Some breaks beginning to develop, but there's still a few scattered, mostly light showers as the last of the fronts associated with that low pressure clears away to the east. Also some low cloud, and that's covering the highest ground at first as well. But breaks in the cloud already starting to develop, and by this afternoon we'll have some bright or sunny spells, and the showers also dying away, so becoming mostly dry as well. Moderate, locally fresh southwesterly winds are veering to the west by the time we get to this afternoon, easing a little as well, with maximum temperatures between 16 and 18 Celsius, up to 64 Fahrenheit. And tonight it'll be mostly dry, the cloud becoming increasingly broken, some clear periods developing. A few isolated showers may continue to affect the far west and the Isles of Scilly, while under clear skies a few mist and fog patches are likely to develop for inland areas. And moderate westerly winds will become mainly light. Minimum temperatures will be at 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit. And for Saturday, dry again. There'll be broken cloud. Any early mist and fog will clear, and bright or sunny periods also developing, with light westerly winds backing once more to the southwest during the morning. Highest temperatures tomorrow again between 16 and 18 degrees, whilst overnight into Sunday, still dry. There'll be patchy cloud and clear spells, so more mist and fog patches likely to develop for inland areas by the end of the night. And temperatures again falling to around 11 as a minimum, 52 Fahrenheit. Head to Sunday, high pressure building steadily across the southern half of England. Still quite cloudy though, and that's really down to some southwesterly winds dragging in slightly more humid air from the southwest. But it will be mostly dry, although the cloud possibly low enough in the far west just to give a little very light sporadic drizzle. Brighter conditions are more likely to the east, and overnight into Monday very little change, but where there is any clear sky, then we can expect again a few mist and fog patches to develop. Light southwesterly winds, so temperatures still mild, up to 18 degrees. Overnight lows down to 12, 54 Fahrenheit. And Monday, again, rather cloudy, similar to Sunday in many ways. A few breaks in the cloud possible, probably towards the east of high ground. And dry, cloudy conditions overnight into Tuesday. Any breaks once more leading to a few mist and fog patches. Light to moderate southwesterly winds, so temperatures holding up at 17 at best on Monday, 63 Fahrenheit, overnight lows down to 12. And Tuesday, as any mist and fog that has formed clears away, the cloud perhaps a little more patchy, so better chance of some bright or sunny periods developing, and the south to southwesterly winds, light but becoming more variable, with temperatures again up to 17 at best. The inshore waters forecast until 6 a.m. tomorrow, the wind west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and decreasing 3 or 4 later. The weather showers becoming mainly fair, the visibility good, but occasionally moderate at first.